G'day, it's Dave the Builder. Always love listening to Marco and the Ox on a couple of blokes and a couple of beers. Let's go, guys.
All set?
Yeah.
G'day, folks. Mark Allen here, and this fella on the other side of the desk, his name is Ox, otherwise known as David Schwartz.
G'day, Ox. How are you, Marco?
Oh, I'm okay.
You're tanning up.
Yeah, I'm tanning up.
For an old fella, you're looking good.
Don't say that.
Well, you don't like being tanned.
No. I'm actually worried. You know how they say mentally you're something?
Yeah.
How old you are?
Mentally, I thought mentally tough.
Yeah, so I'm 53. Yeah. 54.
Don't look it.
Yeah, 54 shortly.
Yeah, yeah. In your prime.
Yeah.
But no,
there are some issues at the
moment.
You're
glass half full. You're not glass half empty sort of bloke.
So I'm still playing golf.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the sun, okay? So I can feel the sun sizzling away at my forearms and the back of my calves. So that's been going on for a couple of years. The kids talk to me and they complain because these days I don't hear them.
Well, is that because
they're like screaming, Dad!
Are you tuning out?
I'm worried because I actually can't hear them.
Oh, geez.
But something happened this morning that really worried me.
Okay, what's happened?
Well, I was at home, I was eating brekkie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went outside.
Yeah.
And I got outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And I stood there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember why I was outside. Now, there's something fundamentally wrong with that.
We had the front or the back?
No, I was in the back garden. I don't even know why I was there. But I made the effort.
Do you remember how you got there?
Yeah, I walked there, Dave.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I get that, but I got a scooter. No, but you know you're driving down the road, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you miss 20 kilometres.
Yeah.
Like it just disappears.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I was thinking. Did you miss going through the door or did you all of a sudden just wake up?
I was very conscious of opening the back door, sliding the heavy door open, putting it back because the air conditioner was on.
Of course.
And then I walked out there and I looked around. And I thought to myself, what the hell am I doing out here?
Can I ask, were you in your jammies?
No.
Oh.
No.
You weren't.
I was in the, clothes to get around the house clothes.
Okay.
Before that, now this is the scary one.
Hang on, this is going to get deep. This is going to get deep, folks. This is going to get deep.
Have my shower.
Yep.
Get out of the shower. Brush my teeth.
Yep.
I couldn't remember whether I'd put deodorant under my arms or not. Now, this is worrying, mate, because when you put deodorant under your arm, it makes a big noise.
But it also smells.
Then you got to put it back.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I'm looking, have I put deodorant on or not?
Now, you're Mr. Clean. You are Mr. Clean.
But I'm smelling under my arm.
Can't smell.
To try and work out whether I've put deodorant on or not. That's the length I'm going to.
So
my faculties aren't the same.
So what you found out in the last 48 hours is you can't hear and you can't smell.
Can't smell. And I'm losing my mind.
Had you put it on?
I don't know. Well, I'm not sure whether I doubled up or not, but I put more on.
All right.
More on probably means I doubled up. I went again.
Is there anything else that you've noticed? Because we spoke about your teeth last week about getting them whitened. Now, I've spoken to a lot of people about this.
Yeah.
It's go time.
Well, they give me a green light to whiten.
You've got a green light to absolutely light it up.
I think you have to on TV.
You got to.
If you're going to be on TV, you've got to look a little bit shiny.
But if you get on TV and you can't hear and you can't smell and you don't know you're there.
What am I here for?
We're in trouble. You're getting out of bed easy?
Yeah, no worries.
Here you are. Yeah, so your body's okay.
But the body's no worries.
Okay.
This is
mental now, isn't it?
This is just I'm blacking out. Memory blackouts. I still can't remember why I was outside.
No. Well, hopefully
anything for you?
I mean, well, talking about old. Yeah. And this is probably you know Kevin. You know my mate Kevy.
Yeah, caddied for me. He's the worst caddy I've ever had in my life.
Kevy's 64.
He's a hack.
He's a little left-hander. Well, dwarf's probably a bit strong, but but midget-like.
Midget caddy.
Yeah, midget caddy. So, and we love Kevy. He's 64, but he thinks he's 40. All right.
That's accurate.
So, and when
is he blacking out?
Nah. Oh, he has been for years. But the thing is with Kevy, he thinks he's never ever going to fall off the perch.
He's Peter Pan.
But we're talking about, he's a cockroach, in fact.
Well, why are you calling him a
cockroach? Well, because cockroaches survived Holocaust. Yeah. It doesn't matter. The cockroach always lives. Yeah, well, Kevy's going to outlive us all. But what's happening is he's having friends, you know, drop by the wayside, you know, because when you're in the mid-60s, people start to fall off the perch. And you know, we don't want to be morbid about it, but, you know, the older you get, you know. I'll give you a stat.
Give me one.
I bet you don't know this. What percentage of people make it to 64?
What, in the human race?
In the human race. Here's a stat for you. And I know this because Kevy told me.
I'm going to say 75%.
8%.
Rubbish!
8% of people make it
to 64. I don't believe you.
Well, mate, we live
Google
in,
it.
No, I've already Googled it.
Someone Google it.
It's done. It's been Googled.
Hey, Siri. I'll find out.
All right.
Hey, Siri. What percentage of human beings get past the age of 65?
I don't know, but I found these results on search.
Survival 65. I think you're right.
I am right.
You're bloody right.
It's right. You're right. I'm telling you. We live in a pretty privileged conditions. So Kevy's been thinking about this.
So you're a 92% chance of not getting the 65.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah.
So that is a great stat. That's one of the great all-time stats.
So I'm there with Kevy, and Kevy's told me this stat. And then we started talking about one of his mates that had passed away. And I said, oh, you know, the funeral will be good. He goes, I don't go to funerals. I said, he's your mate. He goes, I don't do funerals. I said, Kev, it's not about you. It's about him and his family.
That's correct.
And doing the right thing.
That's what a funeral is all about.
I said, well, how can you not turn up? He goes, no, I'm going to the wake.
Oh, that's a disgrace.
So he won't go to the funeral where there's a bit of emotion and tears, and he goes, oh, I don't like funerals. He said, but he's the first bloke to go over there and get drunk.
See, you and I, we speak about civil selfishness quite a bit.
Yes.
If you don't go to the funeral, yet you are first through the door at the wake, that is civil selfishness
101.
That's level 5.
Yeah, that is
level 5 civil selfishness.
So, Kevy.
Disgraceful.
So, I think that Kevin, you got to turn up the funerals, not for you, because they're all uncomfortable. No one likes going to funerals crying.
You're seeing your friend, someone you're close to, about the someone who's gone, they're crying in tears.
So, I threw this one at him. I said, what about if your wife passes? He goes, I'll see her at the wake. And I promise you, he's serious. He is 100% serious.
There's no way.
I'm telling you.
There's no way.
I'm telling you. If Julie falls off the perch, he ain't going. He'll turn up at the wake.
G'day, Jack. Welcome to the program.
G'day, Marco. How are you? Ox, how are you?
G'day, JJ. Jack, the real estate agent, or is it Jack Johnson, the real estate agent? How do you like to be introduced?
Jack Johnson's fine. Jack Johnson's fine. I wasn't blessed with a great physique, but thanks to a Hawaiian singer, I was blessed with a great name. So I like to try and use that to full effect.
Jack Johnson.
It's a great name.
Hey, Jack, we're just talking about funerals, and I got a mate that refused to go to funerals, but he's the first one at the wake. Are you comfortable going to funerals and then going to the wake, or are you just a wake man as well?
No, I think I go to the funeral. I don't think I go to a wake if I've been to the funeral, I think, personally.
Hang on. You won't go to the wake if you've been to the funeral?
No, I'd only go to the wake if I had been to the funeral. Yeah. I wouldn't solo wake, I don't think.
Yeah, I think that's a bit...
I think it's poor form.
I think it's taking advantage
of the family's... It's civil selfishness.
That's what it is.
And we hate it.
Jack Johnson, what's the biggest porky you tell to get a sale across the line?
I don't lie. That's the one thing. I don't lie.
Come on, you're in real estate.
You're the only real estate agent in the world.
Absolutely not. I do not lie. That's one thing I can put my hand on my heart.
What did you do before real estate?
Well, I've done real estate on and off for over a decade, Marco. And then I did have a little foray into the wagering industry, which, you know.
You're a bookie!
Oh, no.
You were a bookie!
Probably why I drive a Mazda 3.
If you start telling lies, you'll be driving a Beamer in no time. you've got to change your ways. So, Marco, a couple of weeks ago, you were speaking about can we still be friends?
Yeah, there's a few issues I've got.
Now, I've got one that's come up, and it's amongst my mates that I play golf with.
Good. This will be good.
Can't wait. It's a real concern. I'm pretty torn on this one. Ooh. And I'm serious right now.
Right.
Don't look at me like
I
am.
I can see it in your
I'm
face.
Serious. I'm torn. I need your help.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you about it next.
You're having a couple of beers with a couple of blokes. This is Ox and Marco. And when you get a sec, we'd love you to subscribe and rate the podcast.
Okay, I'm dying to hear this because you and your mates, you're a strange group of people.
Well, so part of my
recovery
18 years ago, Marco, was to start playing golf more regularly.
Yeah, and you used to do it on a Saturday too because the races were on Saturday, yeah, which was genius.
That's right. So it became a therapeutic tool for me. So
By the way, can I just say, interject, not many people would know that you had a gambling issue.
Yeah.
And this is the whole deal.
Don't I know that?
Not everyone.
Okay.
There'd be people new to this podcast.
Well, we'll tell them the truth. I was an unlucky punter.
You were the worst punter in history.
I wasn't bad. I was just unlucky.
Yeah, right.
I was just very unlucky. Very unlucky.
Stiff.
Especially when I was drinking and punting and hanging out with idiots. But anyway, that's not so. Anyway, so I take up golf as a thing, and then I was lucky enough to get on radio with an ex-pro.
And
so
when he took up golf, he's got down to a handicap of 2, mind you, folks, so he can play.
1.
It's a joke. It's,
let's not go there. Let's not go there. But I had a golf pro giving me tips every day, so that became easy. But I got a circle of friends. And there's about 12 of us that play regularly on a Wednesday. I don't play weekend golf anymore. I haven't played weekend golf for 10 years. It's now Wednesday mornings, every Wednesday, without fail.
Kids sport on the weekends, and you've been a good dad, I'll give you that. I'll
and there's 12 that. There's 12 of us that rotate in and out. We'll have 2 or 3 groups. And last week, the boat got rocked.
This is under the banner of can we still be friends?
Are you leading
into this?
Yes.
Right, yeah, go.
So one of my mates who's got a really nice business, he's about to sell and he's about to retire.
What's the business?
He's in the pet industry.
Pet food.
So he's about to sell. Got plenty, right?
He's
retiring, him and his wife.
Right.
So well done. He came to us last week and said, seems she's retiring. Golf's going to be, he's going to be more accessible and all that.
So he's going to play more golf.
He's going to play more golf, which
Good
is great. And I said, you beauty.
Good stuff.
He goes, but what I want to do is I want my wife to come and play.
In amongst the boys that have been playing together every single Wednesday.
He wants to bring her in on the Wednesday group. Now, we love her and we love him.
So you're actually not asking me whether we can still be friends. In a roundabout way, you're asking 11 blokes.
Can we still be
that
friends?
That you play golf with every
with
single
bloke.
Wednesday, whether
with
you can
bloke.
I don't think you can. And this is nothing against women players. This is against the principle of what those 12 boys have been doing every single Wednesday. Now, if they want to change the day and have a girl boy golf day, let's say Friday afternoon,
yep,
drink some wine afterwards and have some chocolate cake or whatever,
yep,
I get it. But the sanity for your friends,
yep,
will be disrupted. This is a disruption. No.
I gave him 2 words. I told him to F off.
How did he cop that?
He said, why?
Why?
I said, because it's us and 11 mates. This is our boys' time. Like, I don't want to be playing golf with your wife. I love your wife.
No.
And I'm happy to have a beer with her or a champagne with her or even dinner. But golf is my little sanctuary with
you
my mates.
You can't be you on the golf course on a Wednesday morning.
Of course I can't.
If you're forced to play with one of your mates' wives.
So how do I say it to him?
So you're out.
He's out.
They're both out.
Yeah, I'm not out.
I'm not out.
No. He's out, isn't he?
He is out.
So we can't be friends. So he has to either go back to her and say, sorry, Dale,
Friday
we can
golf.
Play with you on a Friday, but we can't play Wednesdays.
Monday. Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Any other day of the week.
Just not that 4-hour block.
You can't force your wife into a golf group.
No.
It's not on.
All right. I'm glad you said that because I thought that I was being selfish.
Now, by the way, there is nothing wrong from this young lady to start her own golf group. And at your golf course,
there's
a beautiful little par 3 golf course.
Yep.
It's 9 holes. There is nothing wrong with the girls playing together on the Wednesday as well. And then maybe if everybody's happy and comfortable down the track, you can play.
What about if she eyeballs me and she looks at me and she says, David, I really, just occasionally on a Wednesday. What about it?
You got to ice her out. She's iced out, mate. Yeah, you got to give her the full. If she's asking those questions,
yeah,
it's the full on silent treatment.
Do I have to
answer? You look away when the question is asked, and you move on.
Do I have to get my mate into our inner sanctum and say, enough of this bullshit?
Yes, yeah, you do.
Enough of this.
Yeah, you do. You have to put him in a headlock.
Enough.
Put him in a headlock.
Enough is enough. Oh, when it came up, I thought I was almost sick. It's something you don't want to experience. Like, that's just...
No, that would make you sick as a man.
That's my only time that I have with my mates. Because I work.
That's it.
My Wednesday morning is my sanctuary.
And you know...
That's my happy place.
That's right. You know when blokes talk without fear that we will be judged?
Absolutely.
That is the most precious of time.
Yeah.
And whether that's in a Friday afternoon in a pub somewhere...
Yep.
Or whether that is on the golf course or whether that is fishing with your mates, that opportunity just to be a bloke and not to worry about what comes out of your stupid mouth.
Yep.
Quite often it's stupid, quite often it's offensive.
And we're all on the same wavelength, so we know each other's jokes and in-jokes and all that sort of stuff.
If you take that release away from a man...
You know, that's why I love who you are.
Thanks, buddy.
Because you've got it together. You know, you've got the... It's the male barometer.
Hey, you got to be tough sometimes.
Sometimes it is. That is tough.
Like
love
the
right
kids,
there.
Mate. If they play with their iPad too much, take it off them. Not for one day, not for two. Sure. You take it off them for three. You got to get tough. Right. Otherwise, no one learns. Okay, so this is the next step, and this is the most important step.
Yep.
You've got to take action. So it's one thing to sit here in front of that microphone and tell me that you are going to take this into your own hands.
Yep, yep.
I think you need to get the boys in a group and go to his house and meet them.
And do I do the
And old? I want you to put it on the table and explain it the way it should be explained and sort this situation out for the good of all blokes everywhere, because you see what happens in this world. One little victory like this will stuff it for everybody.
Yeah, it will.
Because this movement will gather momentum then that's it.
Yeah, that's...
God knows what's next.
So I do the brave thing and I say... So I get in there, there's 11 of them, and I say, look, I'll start the meeting off. This is not about me. Now, I haven't come to this decision. Yeah. This is our decision.
No, mate.
This is our decision.
This is the way I'm picturing it. This is a full-blown intervention.
Okay.
With your mate.
I've done a lot of interventions.
From the pet shop store.
Okay.
And you've got to get in there and...
I think
it's
pretty simple.
But you've got to look at me in the eye and promise me this is going to happen, because I'm going to follow up, sport.
No, I'll come back. I'll report back.
This will be the forum where I follow up.
All right, we'll see how it goes.
Hey.
Oh.
I'm clean. I know you.
I'm clean.
Now, if you're hearing it,
No, that's not fair.
A couple episodes ago...
That's not fair, mate.
You were talking about you've got a twisty addiction.
Absolutely, I do.
And you can't go down the lolly aisle.
No, I can't.
Because...
And you know that, and you're eating twisties in front of me, you clown.
Because you can't not go past the twisty and buy them.
Have a look at the shape of them. They're just gorgeous.
I want you to notice
that
I got the chicken ones because...
I know
you're fully addicted to the cheese.
I know the chicken ones are
good. Bloody hell, these are good too.
They're unbelievable.
But I'm doing this for you.
No,
okay.
You're not.
Yes,
no, you're
I
not.
Am.
No, you're not, because...
I am doing this for you.
No, you're
this
not.
Is to toughen you up. Because I'm going the extra mile here because I've my concern for you as a friend. If I didn't do this...
All right, though.
Cox. I didn't do this, I think you'd be in danger of... Just falling back.
Okay, I'm going to give you some understanding of early addiction.
Hang on, let me get these Swissies.
So do you know the most vulnerable time for an addict is 30 to 360 days after abstaining?
Right.
Now, I've been off Twisties.
How long have you been clean?
A few weeks.
You've been clean for 3 weeks.
So I'm in the most vulnerable stage of my recovery now from addiction.
This is just a test, mate.
And you're putting him in front of me.
It's just a test.
I don't need a test. I'm shaky as it is.
It's a test. I can't stop eating them.
Oh, they're so good. I can't even look at you. Like, they are beautiful.
If I just left them here, right, I'm going to ask you a question, Ryan. If I left them here, Daryl and Dan and I, let's just say we had to go outside for a tick and move the sprinkler.
Yep.
Right? Let's say we just had to do that.
Yeah.
How would you go?
Feel my hands. Feel it.
You got the shakes.
Feel my hands. How clammy.
Oh, they are.
They're clammy.
Oh,
since
that's
you've opened
disgusting.
Up.
That's disgusting. Seriously, how? If you knew we were out that door for 2 minutes, and you had an open packet of chicken twisties,
it'd
that,
be really hard.
Let me say, are quite fresh.
Yeah, they are.
They,
fresh.
They were only made a couple of weeks ago.
I heard the crunch. No, it knocked me around a bit. Yeah, I've got to go. I've got a bad addictive personality. Like, that's really hard for me. And I'm not joking. You think I'm joking, don't you?
No, I can see it.
Like there was,
you got one eye on me, one eye on the twisty bag.
I went to a function the other night, two nights ago.
They are good. You want
and
some? Dan, you want?
And they had,
Daryl, you want? They're very
enough,
good.
Enough. And I had, and they had Tim Tams.
Oh.
Now, you know Tim Tams are like. Tim Tams are almost, Tim Tams are, they are the piece de resistance when it comes to biscuits and the most addictive.
This is so good.
My willpower, Marco, to say no to the Tim Tams is as strong as any willpower I've ever had.
I think as a friend I've done a good service here today.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
because
mate.
You will
I need
be,
more friends like you.
You will be stronger for this.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But and I'm not going to buckle. I'm not going to buckle.
Periodically, I'm going to test.
Okay. All right. You think you're going to test, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah. That's
coming,
right.
Coming from a guy that's never had a strawberry or a banana in his life, if you want to go down this test route,
no,
I'm more than happy to test you.
It's very different. I'm not addicted to bananas and strawberries.
Yeah, not yet.
I'm not addicted
not
to them.
Yet.
You are addicted to twisties.
Well, I was.
So I'm just trying to help.
I'm clean. I'm clean. All right, well, there's only one way to go about this.
What?
Nick, the investment guru. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Ox. G'day, Marco.
Is that a dog's act or is that acceptable?
That's like kryptonite. That is terrible, Marco.
Yeah,
no, it's terrible.
Nick, this is good for his strength of mind. Something that's very underrated.
Strength and conditioning.
When you're treating addiction. Right, here I'm talking about treatment.
Oh, here we go.
When it comes to treating addiction, your mind is like it's like your bicep.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You need to strengthen the mind. You need to give it exercise. And the chicken twisties, I didn't go, Nick,
yeah.
Mind you, I didn't go cheese. I didn't go cheese, which is the true kryptonite. I went the chicken.
That would be a dog act.
But I reckon this will make him stronger, surely.
Mental strength and conditioning, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, the chicken ones would have been just a low, even a lower end, I reckon.
Now, Nick, I know your appearance is pretty important to you.
He looks good.
You're a sharp-looking rooster.
Oh, yes.
Marco's singing about whitening the teeth. Have you gone down the whitening the teeth process?
I've got to admit, I've done it once.
Oh.
And I think Colgate Advanced Whitening is the cheaper option, I've got to say.
Did it work? Did it work, though? You're looking pretty sharp.
It did work. It did work. It's a bull market. It's a bull market.
did you look younger? When you did it and you looked at yourself in the mirror, did you feel like you looked younger?
You did, a little bit. But
healthier? Did you look healthier?
Yeah, you did. But when you gave yourself a smile in the mirror, you sort of saw this crinkly old face with white teeth. It didn't quite work.
I've noticed driving around most areas of Australia, there's a lot of massage parlours, and they've got the same photo up of the
Hang
same.
On. You've noticed it, have you?
And they're saying, I'm not, have you noticed the same thing, Nick? And have you ever actually just ventured in to have a quick look to see what's going on?
Well, I'm in Bali at the moment, Ox, so it's a very contentious issue.
Okay.
I do notice them here and there. Yeah.
I think they're prevalent. They're starting to pop up everywhere. They must be. I think it might be a good business. Should we be investing in this sort of industry, Nick?
You know what someone told me, and I just found out this about 2 weeks ago, that when there's a flashing light on those establishments,
yes.
Flashing lights, it might mean something's available. I'm not saying anything. Yeah, right. So just keep that in mind.
What, twisties?
It's a bit like the sneakers hanging on the...
Exactly.
A bit like the sneakers hanging on the power lines.
Oh, okay. Right, I get it.
Exactly.
Let me get this straight. We're just rolling along doing the show. and in your mind you start thinking about massage parlours. Are you kidding me?
No, I reckon for every Subway, there's two massage parlours.
For every Subway?
Every Subway.
What sort of a unit of measurement is that?
Well, ask them.
Per Subway, 2.2 times every Subway gives you the basic for massage parlours in cities across the world.
I'll tell you why I said that, because you know the most popular restaurant in the world is the Subway. There's more Subway restaurants down than McDonald's.
Is this going to be official data down the track one day?
This is official data. I know this for a fact.
Compared to a whatever it might be, groceries it might be.
But they're everywhere, these massage parlours.
Yeah, they are.
Can I just tell a little massage parlour story?
Just a little story. Tell me a story.
I've got a bad back. You know that. And
that's no excuse.
And I'd heard about the flashing lights as well. I heard that story. It's a flashing light, that it's more than just a massage. Right.
More is on offer.
Yeah. Right. It's a really happy place to be if you want to do that.
You go and get a pack of twisties.
But I hate that. I don't want that. I actually want my back to be massaged. I want to actually go in there, get a deep tissue massage, and come out.
You don't want option B?
No, I don't want option B. I don't need option B. It's fine. I'm just happy. So someone I know really dear and close to me said, go to this one. She's unbelievable. So I think, you beauty, I'm going in there. So I go in there the first, and she was unbelievable. She was walking on the back, and she deep tissue massage, and she was working up a sweat.
Strong?
Unbelievable. And she's only tiny. She's only, be 5'5".
Hands of gold.
She's almost Roberto Duran, hands of stone. Like, they're just tough. Tough as tough.
Right.
So anyway, I go back there a couple of weeks later, and I just done a sporty. I'm around the corner, so I've got a pocket full of cash. Everything's going good, so I go in there.
Well, of course you pay tax on that cash.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
No, I declared it. 45 minutes in, she goes, excuse me, Mr. David.
Option B.
I thought, hang on. Hang on a minute.
This is an option B.
I'm thinking to my mate, he goes, there is no shenanigans going on here. But I'm a good-looking rooster.
she couldn't control herself.
She goes, Mr. David.
Thanks, you're so free, Chad.
She goes, Mr. David, can I ask a question? I said, I'll just have the massage, thank you.
Right.
And with that, she goes, okay, we're finished. Cut me off.
That was that?
She cut me off.
Because there's no option B.
Because I shouldn't have told her that I had a pocket full of cash. That was the problem.
Okay, time to get the joke. Let me just step over here.
All right. What are our choices? What do we got? We've got a blonde joke.
Blonde joke, dad joke, Irish joke, knock-knock joke.
And a little Johnny joke.
A little Johnny joke, and there's a couple other categories.
What is it?
Blonde joke. Dan, you must have something in the back of your mind there.
Hey, can I just say before we say the blonde joke?
Yeah.
You're not having another twisty, are you?
No, not yet. I'm listening to
you. Don't have
a
twisty. I'm about to tell a joke. Okay. Don't make me angry.
Just go and tell your joke.
Now, if we do have any blondes listening to us, this is a joke. And it might not apply to you, but it could. So a guy was driving his car, Marco.
Right.
And he had a blonde in the car.
And
he told her to stick her head out the window and see if his blinker was working. So she stuck her head out the window and said, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
All right, thanks everybody.
Well, and there it is. A couple of blokes, couple of beers with Ox and Marco. And as always, thanks to our great Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers family members for helping out on the show today. This week we had Jack Johnson, the real estate agent, who drives a Mazda 3, not a Beamer, and never lies, and Nick from Bali. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media. Sound design, Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com.
Come on. You can't fit that many in your mouth. Please stop.
They're very good.
Look at you. You probably don't even know you're here. Do you know where you are?